nega that comes from a mikveh. And today we begin the nega that comes from the head. A nega on the head, on the head. We're up to over here. The ish or yitzchok yevoy noga b'roshoy v'zokon. Okay, the hair or the beard. Okay, the hair or the beard. The ish or yitzchok man or woman kiyevoy noga if they have a nega. I'm up to the Chamishi, which is Perek Yud Gimel Pasik Chof Tes. The ish or yisha kiyev oynoga b'roish oy v'zokon. Okay, let's see over here the Rashi. Rashi Pasik Chof Tes says b'roish v'zokon ba akosav l'chalik bein nega shebemokoyim ser seyar l'nega shebemokoyim bosor sheze simone b'ser lovon v'ze simone b'ser tzohuf yellow. So that means that until now, all of the negon that I've been mentioning in this week's parasha, we only learned yesterday the one nega, the nega of the michva, a burn, the aliyah, the third aliyah discussed a nega that comes from a boil, a shchin. Person got burnt from a boil, and he had a nega in the healing process. Yesterday we learned about the nega that comes through a burn. And in the first aliyah, in the second aliyah, and part of the first aliyah, it spanned the first and the second aliyah, there it discussed general negoyim. A nega, general negoyim. And there's no damage to the body. A person just one day wakes up and he looks at his skin. Guess what? There's a bright spot. He goes to the dermatologist. Dermatologist says, I'm sorry to tell you, this is not a skin disease. This is something unusual. I recommend you go to the priest, to the kohen, and let him go look at it. Okay, that was the first aliyah and the second aliyah. The third aliyah was exclusive to the nega of a shechin. The fourth aliyah was a burn, michyas eish. And now we're discussing a nega on the person's head in a place that is normally occupied by hair. Now, not everyone has hair on their head. Okay, grass does not grow on busy streets. Okay, not everyone has hair on their head. But those who have hair on their head, there's a nega on the head, and it has its own separate halachas. And the main thing is the siman is a yellow hair. A white hair is not going to do it. The person gets a white hair on his head in the place of what is a bright spot, and there's a white hair. Big deal. Everyone has white hairs on their head somewhere. We're dealing over here where the person has now a yellow hair. That's what Rashi over here says. Bar cost of lechalik be nega shebemokim seyar lenega shebemokim basar. Until now we've discussed negun that come on the part of the body with this basar. Sheze simon de beser lavan veze. Here we're dealing over here with the nega and with the hair simon de beser a hair that is sohuv, that is yellow. What does the Targum say? Targum Pasuk Chavtes says, Targum Chavtes says, Ugvar, a man, oi ita or woman, are yehei bei mach tosho. It is going to be a nega, bereish in the head oi bidkana. Notice this parsha begins with the word yeish, whereas in the previous aliyah, it began with the word oi vosar. And you go back also, vosar. Go back to Shlishi, the third Ali, which we did not do together this year. It's Basar. What is the difference? And then if we go back, okay, and you know, now it's vaguely coming back to me that maybe we actually learned this. We got a shiur on this. If we go back to the second Ali, the first Aliyah, it's Adam. So if you notice, we have over here in this parasha so far three different ways to identify mankind. When we discuss the regular negoim that appear on a person's flesh, it says Adam, man. Man includes man or woman. When we discussed the negoim of the shchin or the mikvah, the word to describe a human being is basar. Bishagam hu basar. Hishchis kol basar. Darkoi lefonai. The word basar is a word which means an enosh. Targum says basar means a person. And now we're coming to describe a nega that comes on the head of the beard, with the term we're using is an ish. So you go from the word adam to a basar to an ish. Three different ways to define humanity. Now, they were not referring to Meir Appeldorf. Him, they would give a whole different word. Him, they wouldn't put in the category a whole different, an under the Bria. What would they call him? Okay, we have over here, the next word over here, it says the Ish. So the Pasuk over here says, okay, that's that, and what is the Targum? Targum translates Gvar. Gvar means a man, or ita woman. And let's see over here, let's see the commentator. The commentator over here focuses on the word ita. Ita means a woman. Ish o isha ita. Roy pa'amim targume isha heim itisa. He's asking an incredible question. Avukan l'kamon pasuk l'mechaz targume isha heim ita v'tsaruch ion. You see the commentator, the Matzadi, he has a very good question, does not have an answer. I think the next time you meet someone on Avenue M, ask them this question. Why does the Targum throughout the entire Torah translate the word Isha, Itisa? And only here in Parashas Tazria, when it mentions an Ish o Isha, if they have a nega on their head or on their beard, the location of their beard, women don't have beards, but I guess it doesn't make a difference. On the location of the beard, it says Ita. Why does the Targum leave out the second Suf? The second Suf. For savings. Leave out the Suf. The Suf for savings, right? The rest of your life, or what does it say? Whatever. Mattress. Leave out the last S for savings. Okay, so why over here is the S missing? Over here, I want to make sure the guy's not here. We have over here a worker here, a shachar, and his name is Reginald, but he can't even pronounce his own name. So I asked him, what's your name? He says, Reginald. It's not Reginald, it's Reginald. But he can't even pronounce his own name. He says, Reginald. So I said to him, you mean your name is Original, but leave off the O for Obama. Better be careful, he's not here. He comes here in the late afternoon to clean up. I better be careful. I'm nice to him. A shachar is a shachar. Weiter. I'm a racist. What can I tell you? I'm a racist. What can I tell you? I can't deny it. I can't. Look, I have black coffee. You see black coffee?
You should charge him for speech therapy.
I once was by the coffee machine. There was one of the workers, and he sees me take a black cup of coffee with no sugar, no milk. He's going to take it like that. I like my coffee like the color of your skin. Whew. Okay.
No, you should have said black latte batter.
Who says that's an insult? Why is that an insult? Maybe that's a compliment.
Black latte matters.
Black latte matters. It's not a latte. It's right. Okay, let's go right. Okay, so this over here is a good kasha. Now we go to the next pasuk. Pasuk lam is v'ro akoynes anega v'nei marei mar ehu omoik mina or. Okay, the zol bezach and the marei was omoik. It's deep in the or uvoi, and in this nega seyart sohoiv dak, there is a small yellow here. V'timei oisayakohei neseku. You notice that the Lubavitchers, they wear yellow pins. The people who mamish believe, they identify themselves with yellow pins. Okay, they were here. We once were invaded by a whole bunch of them over here. They came over here in this shul over here, and the rabbi, can they speak? And the rabbi said, "You can come, you can speak." And the people here were just really didn't like it. They were very upset with the rabbi that they let these guys with the yellow pins. Even my father's shul, my father loved these guys. They would come Simchas Torah Lebedik, but none of the guys that came to us were those guys. The guys that came to us were the normal guys. The normal, regular guys. I used to talk to them. They all had jobs. They were all normal guys. None of the yellow pin guys came to us. Only the normal guys came to us. Fine. Some of them are very good. They're very good people. Mayor's Lubavitcher. We're going to go. We were talking today. We were mamas talking today about going to the kever, to the oil today. May, right? This morning we were talking, when are we going to go? May, when are we going to go? I don't know. We got to go. We got to go visit. I have to ask Mechila before Pesach for all the jokes.
So when are we going
to
go?
I don't know. It's a big trip to go there. It's a half a day trip. Yes, it is. It fires me out. It takes 40 minutes to get there. 40 minutes each way. And we'll be there for half an hour. And it'll drain me out for the rest of the day. All right, we'll see. We'll go eventually.
First of all, there are long days there, and it's open.
Of course it's open. Well, also, I have to know, is it the right to go during Nisan? I have to find out. Is it the right thing to go during Chodesh? Is it the correct thing to go during Chodesh Nisan? Do you go to cemeteries of Gedol Yisrael during Chodesh Nisan? At the Mavara. You don't stop as they go to a cemetery during Chodesh Nisan, but certainly there are exceptions. Vaita. Vaita, Varakunas, and Negev, and Negev, and Negev, and Negev, and Negev, and Negev, and yellow here, with Negev, and Negev, and called the Nesek. Tzadas, Harosh, Oy, HaZakon, this is called the Nesek. The Torah here defines this as a Nesek. Now let's see the Hilk Rashi. Rashi, Pasuk Lam, Luvo, Seret, Sechoy, Shenepach, Seret, Shachar, Shabal, Litzav, the black here turned yellow. Nesek, Ku, Kach, Shemoy, Shal, Negev, Shemokim, Seyar. That's the name of the Negev. That's the name of the Negev. Okay, there are two chiddushim within Rashi. Rashi over here says that it's not another. This is a very important Rashi. Rashi holds there are mishnayis. I vaguely remember mishnayis to discuss these concepts. Is that it's not enough for a yellow here to develop. It has to work where a black here turns yellow. There is a procedure, a protocol. Black turns into yellow. If a yellow here grows in this location, that is not a simen tumah. There has to be a black here, and the black here has to turn into yellow. I think he said the same thing when it came to the white here. And the basar, it has to be white, a black that turns white. Now let's see the Targum, Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Pasuk Lamed, the yichzei kahana yos machtosha. The Kohen will look at the nega. V'ham behold, michzoi, and its appearance is amik min mashka. It's deep, uvei, and in this nega there's a sahar sumak. There is a red appearance, dadak. It says the back of the pavi name mario amik min haor. Okay, that was before. It's amik min mashka. It's deep from the skin. This seor. Then it says, It says over here in Pasuk Lamed, I lost the place over here. Uvoi, I'm sorry, Omoik Min Ha'or, it's Omoik Min Ha'or, Uvoi. At the time of the year, seems to say some big chidushim here. V'chazek ha'negos ma'ach to'asho, v'chol mizohi, amik min mashka. Uvei, and in it is sehar here, sumak. Whoa, what's that? Sumak means red. Dadak, that's very small. Okay, then it says vi saiv, which means to contaminate. Yosei kohano niskohu, this is a nesek. Sigirus reisha of a tsaras of the head, oidinka of the beard hu. Okay, this is very curious. Over here on the side, over here, now over here he says mich zohi lashon rabbi. Okay, he goes into lashon rabbi. I told you I never do that stuff. Okay, now sumak edoim. Wow, I never knew that. I've been brainwashed my whole life that the nesek, the neg of the nesek, and the here on the beard is yellow, the yellow brick road. And here it says in the Targum that it is red. Sumak edoim tsarchim. Shere b'toraskehanim amru tsahoy lo yoroik v'loy odoim v'loy shachar. It says explicitly in Taraskehanim, which is the first, you know, the earliest source of the Talmud of the Mishnayis. It says that it's not red, it's not white, it's not black. V'av she'in lahakshos alunkulis mebraisa shreiton tanuhu mikol mokem echi tochin she'in hevdil bein targum tsahov lubein targum odoim. V'tzorch loyma kem shechav kos kohanim shehu doyme l'tavnes hazov gold v'hazov mituar b'tzeva odoim red. Chayin kos v'atoysvis the esroi gnoite le'admimus v'chayin kos ramban shechel moin hu odoim habeitz. It's the red of the egg. V'targum l'fi akavano shenetil le'admimus hi hasimim tomo. Oikim oishu kosav nefesh agersha shenilo samak ein davka adam el ruh shem kol ve kam tsvam u benem atzov ve rimash ve rash ve khoyres dadak. Okay, so what he's saying over here is not unique to this principle. This is a general big topic in halacha. What does it mean tsohov? It says in the pasuk there is a nesek that is, what was in the pasuk? It says over here, it says sehar tsohov. What color is that? So it's not so simple, because gold, what color is gold? So we learned many times that gold has there are seven types of golds. What color is gold? Gold is yellow. What is gold? Gold is red. There's a reddish hue. You can't really define gold in graphics. In the world of graphics, when they advertise, we'll sell you a new monitor, a new television that has 12 billion colors. Can you ever see those advertisements? That has 12 million colors, different colors. Okay, very good. If you want the color gold, is there gold? If you're a graphics artist and you want to go make the picture of gold on a gold or silver for that matter, on a design in a magazine, you're putting in a beautiful glossy magazine, the Mishpacha Ali magazine on the cover, glossy cover, and you want to put a picture of a gold crown, and you go to the computer program and you have there 12 million colors and all these sophisticated tools. Guess what? There's no such thing. There is no, all the 12 million colors, there is no true way to put the color gold and silver on a piece of paper. Maybe that's why they're so valuable. It's impossible, because the metallic nature of these colors is impossible to bring out on a computer screen. And that's why it's an approximation. Gold is usually a form of yellow, or maybe a little bit a yellow, basically. You go look at it, it's gold. You go look at it. Every time you come to a magazine, it's silver. Look at it, the silver menorahs. Chanukah time. And they advertise in color magazines a silver menorah. What color is that? There's no silver on a piece of paper. It's impossible. It's a gray. It's a gray. There's no such thing as silver. It's gray. It's yellow. So over here we talk about yellow. So what exactly is yellow? So it seems that this word tsohov is used in many different places. It's used in reference to an esroi. A yellow esrog. It's used in reference to different things. So it seems that the word odoim over here, the word over here, seret sohaim, it's not really possible to define this color accurately. It's like gold. And therefore, in the Mefarshim, you're going to find approximations of different colors. And therefore, he wants to suggest that that's why the Targum over here says that it's similar to red. It's more red than it is any other color, but it does not literally mean red, because in the Torah's Kohanim, it's interesting there that the way it defines the color, it says it's not white, it's not black, and it's not red. So what is it? Just say what it is. Tell me the color. Is it Tcheles? Tcheles is blue. Is it Argamon? Is it purple? Is it Tolash Shani, which is red, pretty much red? Is it Lavan, white? Is it black? There are only very few colors in the Torah that are defined. And even the colors in the Torah that are defined, we don't even know what they are. Techeles. What is the true color of Techeles? It's very hard to define. Okay, the Murex, which is the most popular on the market at this current moment, is like a royal blue. It's a royal blue. The Ritzina Techeles is a much darker blue. I have a guy over here, one of my customers over here. He likes the Ritzina Techeles. I don't know what he gets out of here. He has this Meshigas the Ritzina Techeles, and that Techeles is a darker blue. So we today do not even know the color of the Torah only gives us explicitly a few colors. Yoroik, there's green. Esther Yerak Rekis Haisa, she was green. What does it mean she was green? What does that mean she was green? What does that mean exactly? I don't know what it means. We have green, and we have black, shachar, and we have tolashani, which is red, and we have techeles, that is blue, and we have argaman, that is purple. And we have lavan, that is white. What else? And we have red, okay? Al tere yayin ki yisadon, edoim. Vayoymer edoim lo savar bi. A traffic light, when it turns red, is making a statement. Vayomer Edom. Edom, the red light says, Loi Savar B, don't go through me, don't go through the light, you're going to get a ticket. Loi Savar B. But yet, we don't even know what these colors are. So, Kol Shekin, we have a color like yellow. Sohoi, we certainly do not know what it is. When the Targum says Edom, we have to stand back and understand what Edom is not. When it says Edom, the Targum, it's not really clear what's going on. At least we take away from this one thing, is that we, in our minds, always translate the word Sohoiv to mean yellow. And today, yellow means yellow. Yellow is yellow. Okay, we know what yellow is. Is that really what Sohoiv is in the, when it says in the Torah? That a person has a hair that grows on his head or his beard, that is Sohoiv. Does it really mean yellow like the yellow that we know today? Or does yellow really mean it's a reddish color? I don't know. The Targum says Edoim, and at least that much we can take away from this. Okay, next. The next.
Yellowish.
Because they're acknowledging. Remember, the art scroll told us that they're loyal to the loyal to Rashi. They're not following the Targum, but Rashi doesn't say anything. Rashi is silent on this matter. Rashi is silent on the color. Look, why do we wear black stripes on the talus? Ashkenazim, Sephardim, on their talus, they have no stripes. No, or they have white stripes. I don't know where that comes from, but the Ashkenazim traditionally, those Jews who come from Lita, or from Poland, or from Russia, or Ukraine, or Hungary, maybe also, probably Hungary also, all those Jews have one thing in common, that traditionally their talisot, or their talism, I don't know how to pronounce it, whatever you want to say, whichever way you want to use the plural, had black stripes on the garment. Why don't they have blue stripes, like the tzionim? Like you know, the modern Israelis, a lot of them have blue stripes. So the answer is because the reason why you have stripes to begin with is a zecher for the techeles. Because we don't have on our tzitzis techeles, we should not forget that we're missing something on our tzitzis. So we put on the garment black stripes as a reminder that our tzitzis on this talis is incomplete. So why don't we put a blue color? Why put black? Because if you put a blue color, you're going to mislead people. People are going to think that the blue that you put on your garment, on your talis gadol, is the techeles. The only reason why you're putting on the garment is black is as a reminder that we're missing the techeles. So if you're going to go put blue on your garment, since you're putting this color, that it's a reminder of the techeles. Excuse me, how do you know that the blue that you put on your talis is the real color of techeles? Blue, there are many ranges of blue. Look, the Murex that today is extremely popular is one shade of blue, and the Ritzina is a much darker blue. And then there's Rav Herzog. He had another on his own, he came to the conclusion it was a different color. And that's a different color blue. So by you putting blue on your garment, on your talis gadol, the only reason why you're doing it is in order as a zeche for the techeles. But yatsa sechare behef seidai, by putting a specific color of blue, you're misleading the people. Who says that that's the real color of the techeles? Okay, then you also get into another problem, is that Rashi says that the color of techeles is black. Okay, that makes things even more complicated. The color of techeles is black. If the color of techeles is black, then the Murex and the Herzog and the Ritzina can't be techeles, because if their techeles is blue, not black, So what does that mean then? How do you reconcile Rashi in the Gemara that says that the color of Tehillah is black with all of the with the three popular versions today? 98% or 99% of what's on the market Tehillah is the Murex. The second most popular is the Redzina, if you can even get a hold of it. And the third of Herzak, you probably can even get a hold of altogether. And that's also a blue. No one today is wearing black Tehillahs on their tzitzis. So what's going on? What does Rashi mean? All right, so it seems that with Rashi, that we don't understand what Rashi means. Rashi refers to the blood, not to the final result. Or we don't pass like Rashi. And by putting glue on our garments, it's very misleading. And that is the complaint that the traditional Jews have against our brothers, our holy brothers, that we have the greatest respect for, that are better than us in many ways, I think. I think their devotion to Zionism is pretty good. Makes us look all pretty bad in many respects. And they like wearing blue lines on their garments. Okay, I don't care. I put on a blue. Because someone gives me a blue talis, and the young Israelis, I always put it on. The young Israelis, they put it used to buy. I don't know why the guy did it. The guy, he ran out of talis, so he bought he bought a lot of money, new talis, and he bought blue stripes. Why do you have to buy the blue stripes? Don't you know that most of the clientele who comes in here on Shabbos are the people from the neighborhood? And the people in the neighborhood want black. Satisfy the customer. Why do you have to go lachas? Lachas. Make a fight. Mayor, if you would go buy for the shul, new talis, what would you buy? Blue stripes or black stripes? Blue stripes, for sure. Just to get the reaction of everyone on the shul. I couldn't care less. All the same to me. Blue looks good. A little color. You look like you're a Met fan. Vita. Okay, so here we are over here. We have over here this very beautiful sight of what it means tzohiv. Okay, the tzohiv. Okay, that's the pasuk lamed is what it says over here. Se'or tzohiv. Pasuk lamed aleph. V'chiyira hakoynes hanega hanesek v'hinei en mareh omek min or. Now, what happens if you don't have all of the defying simonim? Like we learned yesterday when it came to the michva, the burn. V'chiyira hakoyn v'es hanega hanesek. There's a nega of the nesek, which means it's on the head or it's on the beard. And v'hinei en mareh omek min or. Guess what? Even though there's a bright spot, the bright spot is missing the quality of depth, as we learned yesterday. You can have a white spot. Not all white spots are the same. There's a white spot that has the depth of the amkus, and there's a white spot that does not have the amkus. This seor shochor ein boy. And there is no black here, because if there would be a black here, that would be a good sign. That would mean that it's tahor. There's no black here. So you don't have black and you don't have depth. Then what do you do? He has to be quarantined for 7 days. Rashi Pasik Lamed Aleph is here. Vis Seor Shochor Einbo. Ha'im Hayibo Seor Shochor Tahor. The Ein Tzach Lahas Lihi Soger. So here we're learning a chiddush. We're learning a new yisoid. And this unique, this is, you know, you always have to go look in all of the unique. This was very good about the Mishnayos, Pesach, the Negoim over there. It presents all, each one of the Negoim is very, very different. It has different halachas. And in order to contrast, it gets very, very confusing. But here, we're learning over here, if you only learn this today, it would be kedai, this principle that when it comes to the nesek, the category, there are many different categories of negoyim, many, many categories. In this particular category of nesek, which is a nega on the head or the beard, if in the area that is suspect, there is even one black here, that then everything is good. We ignore everything else. We ignore the discoloration. And it would seem that even if there's a yellow here, it would seem, if I'm not mistaken, let's say you have a yellow here, and you also have a black here, then the black here saves you. A black here that it sprouts from within the discoloration is a sign of tahara, purity. And then we ignore everything else. When it came to the negoim of the mikvah, of the aftermath of the burn, or of a shechin, or a nega, a general discoloration on the basar, then it doesn't matter. You can have many, many black hairs. The black hairs are insignificant. They don't make a difference. If there is a white hair in the area of discoloration, then tamei. Oh, but there are black hairs. Who cares? The black hairs, if there's one white hair, done. Here, when it comes to the nesek, if there's a black here, that is a revelation. That is a sign of purity, and there's nothing to be concerned about. That is what it says over here in the Rashi. Ha'im ha'yibo se'ar shachar tahar ve'ein tzach li'yisager she'se'ar shachar simen tahar ve'ivim v'nesakim k'mo she'ne'mar ve'se'ar shachar tzamach v'ay. Okay, that's what it says over here in the Rashi. What does it say in the Targum? Targum over here, Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Targum ba'arei. Yichzei kahana yos mach toshvi sizen nega nisko of the neset v'holles mich zohi amik min mashko. It does not look dead. There's no depth from the skin. Usahar ukam. Oh, ukam. It's an amazing translation. The word ukam is the Targum's translation of the word black. Lespe v'yaskar kahana yos mach tosh nisko shiva yamin for 7 days. Okay, the commentator, what does he write over here? He writes nothing. There's no comment on this. Would you believe it? Okay, so the translation of the word black is ukam. So when you see a shochor, and you don't want to be accused of being a racist, you say, here comes an ukam, black person, an ukam, a black here. Okay. And the kohen will see the neg on days. Now, specifically, they put him in quarantine for 7 days. Because over here, you have a fellow, and the fellow has a discoloration on his head, in the place where the hair grows or his beard grows, and there is no yellow hair, and the mare does not have depth, and there is no sign of purity, meaning there is no black hair. So what do? We put him away in quarantine for 7 days. Comes day 7. Pasuk Lamed Beis v'ra'akoynes ha'nega b'yom ha'shvi v'hinei lo yifaso ha'nesek. It didn't spread. V'lo ha'ya bo sehar tzayf. And a yellow here did not develop. U'marei ha'nesek ein amoik menor. And it's still dull. It's lacking, the bright spot is lacking the magical depth. So what do you do? So here we have the famous pasuk, we want a pasuk right now, the Hiskaloch, with a big capital gimel. The Hiskaloch, the Esanesek lo yigaleach, because it's a big gimel. You have to go and you have to shave off the Hiskaloch, the Esanesek lo yigaleach, the Hiskaloch, the Esanesek shavasim imshenis. Now, what does all this mean, Rashi? Rash v'nei lefasa ha'im pasa, o'hoyibo seretzov tamei. Okay, so it says over here that in this situation, what do? In this situation, if it spread in 1 week, tamei. If it did not spread in 1 week, nothing happened in 1 week, it did not spread, it remained status quo, then we're going to put him away for another week. And now here comes what's a little bit confusing. V'hiskaloch, seviva yisanesek, v'yisanesek lo yigalech, meniach shtei sa'arois, Samuch lo saviv, kidei sheyehei nikor impasa sheim yifse, yavar hasa aros v'yetsa v'yatsa l'makom hegiluach. Now, why don't we do this the first week? How do we know if it's going to spread? Okay, this is very confusing over here. Over here it says we're going to lock him up for another 7 days, and we want to make a determination if it's going to spread. How do we make a determination if it spreads? We shave all of the hair surrounding this spot, but we leave a row of two hairs, a circumference of two hairs around it, and that's going to be the mark to see if it spreads. Now, wait a minute. This is not the first time that we made a mark that we made, that we investigated for spreading. We investigated for spreading the first week. We investigated for spreading when it came to the boil, the shchin, the boil, and the mikvah, and the other discolorations. And there it never said to do this test of shave the outside, the perimeter, but leave a very thin border in between where the spot is and the part that you're going to shave of two hairs in order to determine if it's going to spread. There must be other techniques available to determine if it spreads. We'll make a mark. We'll take a pen. We'll make a mark. We had to have done that in the previous examples. So what's going on over here? I don't know. I don't know. What does Rashi over here say? His kalos was nezik was nizlis zech minich sheisar samach losav kedei sheyenikar impasa shem yifse yavra saras v'yeitzil l'makom yigiluach. Okay, there must be more to this. I don't know. Let's see very quickly over here. The Targum finish up. Targum v'chazek hano yos mach tosha b'yom shvi o'o day 7 v'ha lo oisef niska. It didn't spread. V'lahave be sahar suma. A red ear did not appear. Then umirze niska. And the mirzei niska lo less amig min mashka pasuk yudlam gimel vigalach sacharone around niska udeim niska lo yigalach, the niska itself don't shave the askar kohano yos niska shiva yomin tin yos another days. So let's see if we have the commentator to finish up. Targum is galach mamikra kuma vigalach okay avliyir lo mishu shayshu megulach it's galach. Okay. See what's going on.